Hello, it's Rich Wilson for Great American Forwards, January 14th, 1700 hours GMT. Our position is 56 degrees 25 minutes south and 83 degrees 26 minutes west. We're within 600 miles of Cape Horn, but we have a lot of weather that we have to deal with before we get there. And so we've been we just jived south a few hours ago again to try to the latest weather report shows there's going to be very strong winds at Cape Horn approximately the time we get there. We have a bit of a plan, but we may have to get very far south and actually go around the continental shelf. Perhaps go south of an island called Diego Ramirez Island that's about 60 miles south of Cape Horn, because the forecast now is for 45 to 50 knots at Cape Horn and gusts to 55 and 60 for in and around the period that we would get there. And there's three boats ahead of us. Alan is about 100 miles ahead, and Arno and Fabrice are about another 100 miles ahead of him. And so those two boats will probably get around before the big blow comes. Alan may, and I don't think we will. So we may have to take other measures, which would be to be south, as I had mentioned, and try to let it pass and then go back up there. But we are yet again constrained by the AEZ from where we can go south. So that's not good yet again. Anyway, we just had another AIS target with a ship, maybe a fishing vessel or some such, upcoming research vessel, who knows what it is exactly, but that's only, let's see, just about 7 miles away. So we'll go up and take a look after I stop the audio report, finish the audio report. And that's about it. We've got the fractional Jennaker and the staysail and two reefs and the mainsail up, which is a lot of sail. We've been hitting some very high speeds as we zigzag along here. The guys, according at least to how the wind barbs look on the weather map, have been going exceptionally deep downwind. And I don't understand how they were able to do it. But now the latest report has shown that that everyone else has jibed. I think we were the first. Everyone else has jibed to come down to the south. And so the angles that looked almost dead downwind were probably not true. Probably the wind barbs were incorrect in the forecast. So the forecast is changing almost every 6 hours, it seems, and fairly dramatically. It looked as though those very strong winds would get hung up on the Andes Mountains and perhaps not get reached down over the continental shelf, but now the new forecast is that yes, they will, decidedly so. So we have a lot to do, and a lot of miles to sail, a lot of hard miles to sail before we get around. But we're working on it. So we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American Four off.